I'm in it for the long run. The minutes and the years. I'm in it for the long run. The hours and the days. I'm in it for the long run. The laughter and the tears. I'm in it for the long run. Even though you're far away.
Well, hello there. This is Jim Rooney. Back again with this series of programs where we're trolling through my more than 60-year journey in the musical world. And the last time I was talking about my life in Woodstock, New York, I was up there running a recording studio for Albert Grossman, and I talked about the group that sort of solidified around a record called Mud Acres. Happy Nardi, Trom, John Harrell, Maria Muldaur, Eric Kaz, Bill Keith, myself. And I also talked about the group Borderline with John and David Gershon that we formed, and how all of the musicians in Woodstock were ready to play, and there was a great atmosphere of collaboration on these records. And I want to share with you another album that I got involved with at that time with Eric von Schmidt, my great old friend. And here is Eric doing his great song, Joshua Gone Barbados.
Cane standing in the field, getting old and red. A lot of trouble in Georgetown, three men lying dead. With Joshua's head of the government, they say a strike for better pay. The king cut us this striking now, but Joshua gone. Well, Joshua gone Barbados, staying in a big hotel. The people on St. Vincent got many sad tales to tell. Oh, well, the sugar mill owners told the strikers, I don't need you to cut my cane. Bring in another bunch of fellas. Well, your strike be all in vain. And a lot of misery in Georgetown. You can hear the women bawl. Joshua's gone Barbados. Oh, well, he don't care at all. Yes, Joshua's gone Barbados. Just like he don't know. Poor people on this island ain't got nowhere to go. Oh, well, they get a lot of tough fellas. They bring them from Zion Hill. They bring them in a bus to Georgetown. You know somebody'll get killed. Sonny Child, the overseer, I swear he's an ignorant man. He's walking through the cane field with a pistol in his hand. Oh, well, Joshua gone Barbados, he's staying in a big hotel. The people on St. Vincent got many sad tales to tell. Oh, well, the police, they're giving protection. station. The new fella's cutting cane. The strikers can't do nothing. They're striking the all in vain. And Sonny Child, he curses the striker. He waves a pistol around. Well, they're beating Sonny with a cutlass, man. They're beating to the ground. Oh, yeah, Joshua gone Barbados. Just like he don't know. Poor people on this island, they ain't got nowhere to go. Oh, well, the king standing in the field, getting old and red. Sonny Child in the hospital, Lord, a pistol on his bed. And I wished I could go now to England, Trinidad or Curacao. But the poor people on St. Vincent, they ain't got nowhere to go. Oh, well, Joshua gone Barbados, staying in a big hotel. People on St. Vincent got many sad tales.
Joshua Gone Barbados there with Eric von Schmidt, helped out by Jeffrey Muldaur and Amos Garrett. As I say, at this time in Woodstock, we were all playing together. And Eric asked me to actually play the role of producer on this record. And I was gradually, with the work in Mudd Acres, I helped mix that album. And on the Borderline album, I was Sweet Dreams and Quiet Desires. I was a co-producer with John Gershon. And I was gradually getting more and more involved in the making of records, as well as just running the studio. A year or so earlier, Eric had come up, and here's another song from that album called, what was it? Second Right, Third Row is the name of this album. Who knows? That's a high school picture of Eric's, or a grammar school picture, some picture where he was in that second right on the third row. Any rate, here is Turtle Beach.
Crowding on down to the shore. Let me tell your friends who one crawled up on the beach just about a week ago. Oh, and a poor old thing got blinded by the light, and I know it's a way to go. Yeah, ain't no more turtles on Turtle Beach. Ain't no more turtles no more. Why so many people crowding around, crowding all down? Turtles have to come about a thousand miles, lay their eggs where they were born. And they get back up to Turtle Beach, they find that the beach has gone. There ain't more turtles on Turtle Beach, ain't no more turtles no more. There's so many people crowding down, crowding on down to the shore.
Eric von Schmidt there with Turtle Beach. And as I say, we were all there together, Jeff Muldaur, Amos Garrett on that, as well as Maria Muldaur. And I guess if there was a sweetheart of the rodeo up there in Woodstock, it was Maria. Everybody just loved to have her sing on everything we did. So as I say, I was getting more and more into the making of music, and for about 8 years since I started working at the Club 47 and then at Newport and finally here at Bearsville Sound, the kind of jobs I had were the 7-day-a-week kind and many 15-hour days and longer. The studio was under construction, and the construction crew got there at 8 in the morning, and the sessions very often went off to midnight or all night long in some cases. So I was burning the candle at quite a few ends, and it took its toll, and one thing led to another, and I called a halt, and I quit working my day job, and I also sadly decided, my wife and I decided to go our separate ways. I figured if I worked half as hard for myself as I worked for other people, that I'd do okay. And so I just took the big plunge and decided to spend all of my time making music, either playing it or producing records or working in the studio. And now a new element came into my life, and that was writing songs. And all of a sudden, the whole kind of floodgate opened in me, and I just started writing a lot of songs. And as I mentioned, I've made up melodies before to folk words that I found, traditional words, but I hadn't really ever written any songs to speak of. And so I now started doing that. And of course, I was writing about my immediate situation. And this is one of the songs that came out.
If I'd known then what I know now, I could stay, not have to go now, and have her love to keep me from the cold. If I'd played my high cards different, she'd have wrapped me up in cement and told me that I didn't look so old. If I told her that I loved her, showed her that I meant it, she might have called me baby all her own. But that's all past and gone now, I'm just stumbling on and on now, and this fever's just some interest on the loan. Don't try to think about it, get some rest, go hunt some rabbit, take your time, don't move away too soon. These problems you've been having, they're only temporary, why don't you wait until we shoot the moon? I've got to laugh to keep from crying. It's no fun, I'm always dying. Waking up again alone, I guess I'll have to grin and bear it. Can't seem to find no one to share it and pay off this interest on the loan. To laugh, to keep from crying. It's no fun, I'm always dying. Waking up again alone, I guess I'll have to grin and bear it. Can't seem to find no one to share it and pay off this interest on the loan. I guess I'll have to grin and bear it. Can't seem to find no one to share it and pay off this interest on the loan.
Oh, yeah, a little Johnny and Jack ending there. That's myself singing about my troubles and interest on the loan. And I guess one of the things that I'd always liked about country music was the laugh to keep from crying element. I mean, Hank Williams started, you know, no matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. And Harlan Howard, had that in his songs, Pick Me Up on Your Way Down. And all I just liked that element, because that's what you need to do. Of course, when your heart is broken and your life is a shambles, you better laugh to keep from crying. And here's another song I wrote at this time, and I wound up doing this with David and John Gershon. It's called The Beginning of the End.
She came down from the plane, laughing all the way. Came into my life. Oh, her bags were packed to stay. Got onto the bus, holding hands in the dark. We rode into those city lights, not too far from Central Park. We climbed the stairs up to my room. I put the key into the door. It wasn't very much inside, just a bed upon the floor. Turn the lights way down low. I put a candle on the chair, because I really didn't know what it was we had to share. Beginning of the end. I don't have to tell you more. was the sweetest thing I'd ever known. I never saw her anymore. She was the sweetest thing I'd ever known. Never saw her.
There we go. That was with Borderline there and my song called The Beginning of the End. And as I say, this was my way of dealing with my troubles. And and I also got a motor home. I got a girlfriend who liked to ramble. I was starting to blow off quite a bit of steam. And I wound up in Nashville, kind of accidentally on purpose. And once in Nashville, I started gravitating towards the kind of folky side of things. And one of the fellows that I first met almost immediately as soon as I got down there was from out west. His name was James Talley, and he had signed a record deal with Capitol Records. A fellow there named Bill Williams was trying to change the sound of country music a bit and bring it more down to earth. And this is James Talley doing his song Calico Gypsy.
West Texas sun shined down on me. All of my dreams unbroken and free. Red rose of summer blooming so sweet. Calico gypsy, my rodeo queen. Warm as a prairie wind in the spring, across the wide valley where the wild flowers green. Starlight of morning, rainbow of dawn, memories of good times alive in my heart. West Texas sun shine down on me. All of my dreams, unbroken and free. Red rose of summer, blooming so sweet. Calico gypsy, our rodeo queen. Dressed all in denim, in leather and bows, bright as the midnight moon on the snow. Soft as the willow, where the waters run deep, bringing me beauty out on the dark sea. West Texas sun shine down on me. All of my dreams unbroken and free. Red rose of summer blooming so sweet. A calico gypsy, my rodeo queen. Calico gypsy, my rodeo queen.
James Talley there with his song Calico Gypsy. And so I fell in with James right away. And, you know, this was a part of Nashville that I guess a lot of us didn't know that much about, the folky side of things. And I was very familiar with all the country stars. But James was definitely kind of closer to the kind of music that I was involved in. And there was a whole other group of people there, too, as well. There was a place called Bishop's Pub, just a little beer joint with a pool table in the back. And a group of singers, mostly from the Houston area, came in there and started, you know, just hanging out. And the ringleader was Townes Van Zandt. And when Eric von Schmidt and I delivered his album to the record label Tomato Records in New York City, Townes was at the apartment of the fellow who owned the label, Harold Eggers. And that's where I met him originally. And then here he was at Bishop's Pub at the center of a group of people. There was Rodney Crowell there, Guy and Susanna Clark, Richard Dobson, all from the Houston area. So Townes had made some albums by this point, a couple with Jack Clement, and let's listen to one of his great songs, For the Sake of the Song.
Why does she sing her sad songs? For me, I'm not the one to tenderly bring her soft sympathy. I've just begun to see my way clear, and it's plain if I stop, I will fall. I can lay down a tear for pain, just a tear, and that's all. What does she want me to do? She says that she knows that moments are rare. I suppose that it's true. Then on she goes to say I don't care. All she knows that I do. Maybe she just has to sing for the sake of the song. And who do I think that I am to decide that she's wrong? She'd like to think I was cruel, but she knows that's a lie, for I would be no more than a two if I allowed her to cry all over me. All my sorrow is real, even though I can't change my plans. She could see how I feel, and I know that she'd understand. Or does she actually think I'm to blame? Does she really believe that some word of mine could relieve all her pain? Can't she see that she grieves just because she's been blindly deceived by shame? Oh, but maybe she just has to sing for the sake of the song. And who do I think that I am to decide that she's wrong? Nothing's what it seems. Maybe she'll start someday to realize if she abandons her dreams then all the words she can say are only lies. Oh, when will she see that to gain is only to lose? All that she offers me are her chains, and I got to refuse. Oh, but it's only to herself that she's lied. She likes to pretend there's something that she should defend with her pride. And I don't intend to stand here and be the friend from whom she must hide. Maybe she just has to sing for the sake of the song. Who do I think that I am to decide that she's wrong? Oh, but maybe she just has to sing for the sake of the song.
Townes Van Zandt, For the Sake of the Song. So Townes was the kind of ringleader of this group from Houston, and we spent a lot of time in bars, and we spent a lot of time kind of goofing around, but we were always playing each other our songs and just hanging out all the time. There were three bars. Nashville hadn't had bars that served alcohol publicly for very long, since 1969. This was 1973. And there were about three bars that we frequented, and the bartenders were well-trained, and there was a lot of free booze around. And it wasn't probably a pretty picture. People looking at us from the outside might have thought, well, these people are going nowhere fast. I wrote a song about it just to prove that they were wrong.
You may find us downtown in the barroom, or walking the streets at dawn. We're loving and laughing and fighting. We're all together alone. We're a pack, we're a team, we're a ball club, and we're moving through life on the run. We've lost and we've won. We know we've had fun, and we'll do it again till we're done. There are times when it looks like it's over. It's a bad joke without any end. It's a feeling about getting older and losing the child within. But it's a struggle to keep from laughing at your face when you get up next day. It's a mess, but it's yours, and you keep it just to scare all the good boys away. We're a pack, we're a team, we're a ball club, and we're moving through life on the run. We've lost and we've won. We know we've had fun, and we'll do it again till we're done. Well, when others first see us, they wonder why we drink and we waste all our time. Maybe someday they will realize that we're already over the line. We're a pack, we're a team, we're a ball club, and we're moving through life on the run. We've lost and we've won. We know we've had fun, and we'll do it again till we're done. Oh, we've lost and we've won. We know we've had fun, and we'll do it again till we're done.
Oh, take that, all you squares. So Before I go any further, I'm going to remind you what you're listening to. And of course, you already know you're listening to Royalton Community Radio, South Royalton, Vermont. My name is Jim Rooney. The name of the program is In It. It's just In It for the Long Run. And so we're now in my time in Nashville, 1973. As I say, I kind of stumbled in there by accident and stayed around for a few months. And then I went away thinking I'd be back any moment, but it took me about a year and a half. But at this time in my life, as I say, I was kind of going from one pillar to the other post. And Bill Keith, we were doing some playing together in Europe. And then I wound up in Massachusetts. And our family had a cottage down near the ocean. My mother was going to sell it, and I was kind of squatting there. And beach time property in the winter can be pretty quiet. And I was kind of mulching. And at the same time, this time I saw the movie The Harder They Come with Jimmy Cliff in it. And this is the song that really resonated with me, Sitting in Limbo.
Sitting here in limbo, but I know it won't be long. Sitting here in limbo, like a bird without a song. Well, they're putting up resistance, but I know that my faith will lead me on. Sitting here in limbo, waiting for the dice to roll. Sitting here in limbo, got some time to search my soul. Well, they're putting up resistance, but I know that my faith will lead me on. I don't know. Sitting in limbo, 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 limbo,
I'm sitting in a limbo. I'm sitting here in limbo. But I know we won't be long now. I know we won't be long.
There he goes, Jimmy Cliff, walking on the beach on a cold winter afternoon. I could really relate to that song. And I was brought out of my mulching funk here by my good friend Bill Keith, who called me up, and he was going to be making an album for Rounder Records down in Washington, D.C., and asked me to come down, and he had just a great assemblage of players. His first time I ever met Tony Rice had Vassar Clements, I mean, just, and Dave Grisman, and wonderful group of players. And we did an old chestnut that I don't even know where I learned this. I think I might have learned it from Cowboy Copas, but I couldn't swear to it. At any rate, it's called Detour.
Headed down life's crooked road, lots of things I never knowed, and because of me not knowing, I now find trouble guarding the trail. Spend the next 5 years in jail. Should have read that detour sign. Detour, there's a muddy road ahead. Detour, paid no mind of what it said. Detour, all these better things I find. Should have read that detour sign. When I got right to the place where it said about fate, I thought my worries were behind. But the further I go, more sorrow I know. Should have read that detour sign. Detour, there's a muddy road ahead. Detour, ain't no mind what it said. Detour, all the better things I find. Should have read that detour sign. Stuck in the mud, my hope dropped with a thud. I guess my heartstrings made of twine. Got no will to get from this hole I'm in. You should have read that detour sign. Detour, there's a muddy road ahead. Detour, pay no mind what it said. Detour, all these better things I find. Should have read that detour sign.
Oh my goodness, there was no way I was going to stay in a funk for very long playing with people like this, Vassar Clements, Tony Rice, David Grisman, Tom Gray on the bass, and that was an album called Something Old, A-U-L-D, as in Auld Lang Syne, Something Newgrass, Something Borrowed, Something Bluegrass, and it turned out to be just a classic album and put Bill Keith at the forefront of the new young acoustic players that were coming into bluegrass at the time. And here's another song we did And I learned, it's a Rolling Stones tune. We do it very differently. And I learned this way of doing it from my good friend, Clay Jackson, who was in the original Charles River Valley Boys. Clay was from down in Texas, and he just had a great knack for a song. And we were sitting around. I was spending a lot of time with Clay at the time. He was up near Cambridge, and if I wanted to get away from the beach, I could stay overnight at Clay's and his girlfriend Karen's. And we would just pick all night long. And this is where this version of No Expectations came from.
And you put me on a train, for I've got no expectation to ever pass through here again. Well, once I was a rich man, and now I'm so poor. Never in my sweet short life have I felt like this before. Your love is like a diamond. See, you cast your pearls at swine. And as I see you leaving me, oh, it cracks my peace of mind. Your love is like the water. See, it's splashing on a stone. Yeah, your love is like the music. First it's here, and then it's gone.
Take that, Keith Richards and Mick Jagger. We get quite a different version of their song, and it has stayed in the bluegrass repertoire ever since, as well as some others. And I'm going to also mention at this time another element in getting me out of my funk was teaming up with the sons of Everett Lilly of Confederate Mountaineers, who got me into this music in the first place, Everett Allen Lilly and Tennis Lilly. And we formed a trio at this time and started playing around New England quite a bit. And here's one of the songs we did. One of mine called Do You Think It Will Ever Go Away?
Do you think it will ever go away? The way my eyes keep seeing you each day. Do you think it will ever go away? The way my ears keep hearing things you say. It makes me laugh. You think
think about it. How could I still believe you'd stay? This broken heart would drive me crazy. Do you think it will ever go away? This night that collapses into day, do you think it will ever go away? I hope we'll meet again along the way. It makes me cry to think about it. How could I still believe you'd stay? This broken heart will drive me crazy. Do you think it will ever go? Heart will drive me crazy. Do you think it will ever go away?
That's off of a record I did for Rounder Records at the time with the help of my good friend John Nagy, who was also part of the group around the Club 47. Being back in Massachusetts at this time was good for me. It got me back in touch with a lot of the people that I've been part of back in the 60s at the Club 47. And getting together with the Lilly Brothers was a great help. And another person who helped me at the time was David Gessner, known to us as Derg. And David had worked at the Club 47 as a volunteer, really, and was very helpful all the time. And now he was getting into the business end of music, and he had taken a shine to a wonderful, great country singer who had a great country band in Boston, John Lincoln Wright, and the band was called the Sour Mash Boys. And when I went to see John, he immediately invited me to get up and sing with the band. He had great players in his band, and that meant a lot to me. It got me back in circulation in Boston and Cambridge and New England. And Derg asked me if I'd produce a record on John, and I was very happy to get involved. And here's one of his signature songs, Pine Tree, John Got Drunk.
Well, John, how was it?
Oh, I don't know. I had my mittens on.
All right. One, two, three, four. Chevrolet was sunk. God.
Pine Tree John himself, John Lincoln Wright, and the Sour Mash Boys. And John had it all. He was a great singer. He was a great band leader, a great songwriter. And his performances were just electrifying. And he kept country music going in this part of the world for a long, long time. A lot of wonderful people came through his band over the years. He never had a bad band. And he could have gone to Austin, he could have gone to Nashville probably, but he wanted to stay right where he was. His geography meant a lot to him, and it was just a great treat and a privilege for me to work with him at this time in my life, and it showed me that I could produce records like this. And the work I'd done with Eric Von Schmidt and with Borderline, this was all pointing me in a direction. And I'm going to close off here with another of John's songs called Lonesome Rain in the City. And I'll see you next time. This is Jim Rooney. It's I'm in it for the long run. Here's John.
Lonesome rain in the city, heartless dying town. Lonesome rain in city, sure enough beat me down. Took my soul in vision, made my smile a frown. Lonesome rain in city, sure enough beat me down. Well, those big towns make you crazy. The feeling that explodes. There's one too many street lamps. There's one too many roads. You can take a dreamer, beat him in the ground. Lonesome rain in city, sure enough beat me down. Take a dreamer, beat him in the ground. Lonesome rain in the city. You sure enough beat me down.